his face, with its faintly yellow skin, like well-worn leather of superior quality, wore a pleading expression.
"We have very little experience with this sort of thing. I don't recall another case in over 2 centuries of practice."
Bailey stared at the other with contempt.
"You know there are such things as poisons, don't you?"
"Oh, yes." Click, click. "Common knowledge."
"You have book film references where you can gain some knowledge?"
"It would take days. There are numerous mineral poisons. We make use of insecticides in our society, and it is not impossible to obtain bacterial toxins. Even with descriptions in the films, it would take a long time to gather the equipment and develop the techniques to test for them."
"If no one on Solaria knows," said Bailey grimly, "I'd suggest you get in touch with one of the other worlds and find out. Meanwhile, you had better test the reservoir tap in Gruer's mansion for poison. Get there in person if you have to, and do it."
Bailey was prodding a venerable spacer roughly, ordering him about like a robot, and was quite unconscious of the incongruity of it. Nor did the spacer make any protest. Dr. Thule said doubtfully,
"How could the reservoir tap be poisoned? I'm sure it couldn't be."
"Probably not," agreed Bailey. "But test it anyway to make sure."
The reservoir tap was a dim possibility indeed. The robot's explanation had shown it to be a typical piece of Solarian self-care. Water might enter it from whatever source and be tailored to suit. Microorganisms were removed and non-living organic matter eliminated. The proper amount of aeration was introduced, as were various ions in just those trace amounts best suited to the body's needs. It was very unlikely that any poison could survive one or another of the control devices. Still, if the safety of the reservoir were directly established, then the time element would be clear. There would be the matter of the hour before the meal when the pitcher of water, exposed to air, thought Bailey sourly, was allowed to warm slowly, thanks to Gruer's idiosyncrasy. But Dr. Thule, frowning, was saying,
"But how would I test the reservoir tap?"
"Jehoshaphat, take an animal with you. Inject some of the water you take out of the tap into its veins, or have it drink some. Use your head, man. And do the same for what's left in the pitcher. And if that's poisoned, as it must be, run some of the tests the reference films describe. Find some simple ones. Do something."
Wait. What pitcher?"
"The pitcher in which the water was standing. The pitcher from which the robot poured the poisoned drink."
"Well, dear me, I presume it has been cleaned up. The household retinue would surely not leave it standing about."
Bailey groaned.
"Of course not. It was impossible to retain evidence with eager robots forever destroying it in the name of household duty. He should have ordered it preserved. But of course, this society was not his own, and he never reacted properly to it. Jehoshaphat."
Word eventually came through that the Gruer estate was clear. No sign of any unauthorized human present anywhere. Daniil said,
"That rather intensifies the puzzle, Partner Elijah, since it seems to leave no one in the role of poisoner."
Bailey, absorbed in thought, scarcely heard. He said,
"What?